Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez back in the studio. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Open phone lines today. Anything that needs my attention around the house. We've been on the road for 4 weeks. We're glad to be back in studio. Jerry, it's good to see you again. We ran into Henry as he was leaving this morning, and Henry asked me, now, what year anniversary is coming up? And I said, Henry, you don't remember? You hired me on April the 1st, 1989. So next week is a Saturday, and next week we celebrate 34 years of this show being on at this very time for all of those 34 years. So that's next Saturday here on WBEN. In the meantime, if we've helped you over the last 34 years, gosh, it seems like yesterday, but it's a lifetime, give us a call and share your story and anything we can help you with. This Saturday morning, open phone lines at 803-0930. We did the Hamburg Home Show. Then we did 2 weeks of downtown. And then we did Plantasia. So 4 weeks on the road, and here we are back in the studio. I've got a couple of spots left for the April 3rd class where we're going to Piedmont. And we'll be doing Barolo tasting on April the 3rd. We've paired that with a veal dish and a pasta dish with white truffles. That's the 3rd of April. Couple of seats still available. Go to Cortez.net to register. The drop-down menu. Come home to Cortez Cooking School. On the 1st of May, we are going to the Amalfi Coast. And I'm looking forward to this one. The 5th of June, we're going outside. And we have a brand new Uni pizza oven. And we're going to be making pizza outside and enjoying our courtyard at our Come Home to Cortez showroom. So we'd love to have you be part of our cooking school. Just go to Cortez.net and check it out. Hey, by the way, everything else we do, you can come by and see us too at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of the street. Come on by if you'd like to see our new building. We'd love to show it off to you. New building, it's, believe it or not, May the 1st, it'll be 2 years that we're in our new building. So I found this, and I just couldn't resist bringing it to your attention. You know, we're dealing with the issues with taking away natural gas from us. Well, this article shows an alternative to that, and it's fascinating. Let me read a little bit to you. This was, by the way, in the Buffalo News on the 12th of March. You may have seen it. So here it goes. On a cold morning in New York City, boilers in the basement of thousands of buildings kick on, burning natural gas or oil to provide heat for the people upstairs. Carbon dioxide from these boilers waft up chimneys into the air, one of the city's biggest sources of global warming. But there is one exception. At the Grand Tier, a 30-story apartment tower on Manhattan's Upper West Side, the carbon dioxide from its two giant gas boilers is captured, cooled to a liquid, and then trucked to a concrete factory in Brooklyn. You heard me correctly. The carbon dioxide is captured, cooled to a liquid, and then trucked to a concrete factory in Brooklyn. What do they do with it? Well, there the carbon is mixed with cement and sealed into concrete blocks where it can't heat the atmosphere. Can you believe it? It's true, and it's operating right now. This is the first carbon capture system on a building that we're aware of anywhere in the world. That's a quote from Brian Asparo. He's the Chief Operating Officer of CarbonQuest, the company behind the system, and he says we expect that it won't be the last. The building is owned by Glenwood Management, and they didn't install this technology purely out of concern for the planet. A sweeping new climate law that we are all well aware of. In large buildings, the requirement is that the reduction be of greenhouse gases 40% by 2030 and 80% by 2050. Starting next year, the buildings that exceed the emission limits will indeed face escalating fines. So that law was designed to propel buildings to swap gas and oil for electric. But as we know, and we've learned, the cost and logistics of that shift can be extremely challenging and in some cases just not affordable. And that has turned New York City into a laboratory of sorts, forcing change and innovation as property owners scramble to avoid penalties. So that's the huge come away from this article. There are alternatives, folks, and they're not being explored. And here is one: taking the carbon dioxide, capturing it, and using it in the manufacturing of concrete blocks. Fascinating, isn't it? Anyway, your opinion on that or anything I can help you with this Saturday morning, 803-0930, outside the 716-1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is taking the weekend off, and we've got a blank screen in front of us. So I'm sorry I can't take your text this Saturday morning, but that's a good reason then for you to give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. So before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. And before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to say good morning to Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood. She's one of our branch managers in the Orchard Park branch for Lakeshore Savings Bank. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you so much for having me on.
Very good. We're glad to have you. And welcome to the rotation. You're one of our newer managers. And 132 years of putting people first, a great institution for you to be associated with.
It absolutely is.
Now, as we talk about the volatile banking industry right now, the rates are inched up again a little bit. And the stability of Lakeshore, though, gives us some peace of mind. The bank's been around so long, and they do things right in terms of banking.
That's right. We do. We always look out for our customers, our community. And that being said, we have some amazing rates. We'll start with our CD rates. For as little as $500, you can start a CD, a nine-month CD, at an APY of 4.35.
Wow.
That's a very low amount to start a CD with,
right,
amongst our competitors. So that's a very nice rate, nice term. And along with that, we have our special money market rate at 2.65 APY. And you can start that account with as little as $1,500 to avoid any kind of maintenance fees.
Now, where are we going right now with home equity? Where are we steering our customers to do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a great time to start your home equity, and you can do that right on our website, lakeshoresavings.com, and start that application now so you have those funds available for your spring and summer projects.
Okay. The phone number at the OP branch.
That is 716-674-4347. And again, my name is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood, and I am in the office today here at 3111 Union Road in Orchard Park, New York.
Repeat the phone number, Mary Jo.
716-674-2066.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
It's here, but there are just 2 days left. It's Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery's truckload sale today and tomorrow only. You can get great truckload sale savings on America's number one leather furniture from Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery. Save big on sofas, chairs, recliners, love seats, ottomans, and more. All on sale, all at great truckload sale savings. Save up to 70% off the MSRP. Get up to 12 months same as cash financing for qualified buyers. Save big this weekend at Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery's truckload sale. There are just 2 days left, today and tomorrow, and only at Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery, 5293 Transit Road near Maple in Williamsville. Up to 12 months, same as cash financing. Great savings of up to 70% off the MSRP. Just 2 days left, today and tomorrow. At 5 p.m. Sunday, it's all over. So plan to be at Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery this weekend. Get truckload sale savings at Calvin's Classic Leather Gallery on America's number one leather furniture. 5293 Transit Road near Maple, Williamsville. Today and tomorrow only. Be there.
Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Hi, Steve Tasker, along with my friend Alex for Wester Subaru.
Speaking of friendly, I just wanted to mention again, Steve, that all Subaru vehicles are built in zero landfill plants where 100% of waste is recycled or turned into electricity.
Yep, it's about choices and making the right ones. And that is maybe why, based on Subaru reported sales in calendar year 2022, Wester Subaru is Buffalo's number one volume selling Subaru dealer yet again.
Thanks to our loyal customers who think we're a good choice.
And speaking of choices,
Wester Subaru now has two locations in Orchard Park and in Brockport, with lots of new 2023 Subarus on the ground and more coming daily. Hundreds available.
So come in and drive away in a new 2023 Subaru Crosstrek, a new 2023 Subaru Outback, a new 2023 Subaru Legacy, or any other new 2023 Subaru.
Or as always, we will bring a vehicle to either location, or even right to you, at your home, office, anywhere.
No matter where you live, we have you covered at Wester Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park or at westhersubaru.com.
It's all about making good choices.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House radio show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I do like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate. Get a project drawing for your job by giving them a call at 716-343-ROOF. Easy to remember, 716-343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com where you can register online for an appointment. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
1019 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortese, and how are you? 803-0930. Hey, watch Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. This week's episode, Phil does a lesson on how to caulk properly. We visit some of our sponsors and their locations. And, of course, there's the television version of this show where we answer all of your home improvement dilemmas. That's Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show. Watch it every week on Channel 2, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30. Let's go to Clarence. That's my hometown. Hey, Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Hi, good morning, Dominic. My family has been going back and forth, and I've heard mixed opinions about closing dampers to certain maybe upstairs bedrooms and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Either conserve energy, save money, but I've heard different opinions about it, that it doesn't really help, but, you know,
yes,
overall consistency in your house. What's your opinion?
So are we looking to close to save energy?
Right.
Okay.
Money. I guess the bottom line is dollars and cents. Does it make sense to
yes.
do it? And
yes.
really just overall the comfort of your home too.
So the answer is yes. The issue at hand here is when we damper down, we cut the airflow, which means the furnace is not going to have to work as hard. And you're going to send the heated air to, you know, the designated locations as opposed to the whole house. So you are going to save on energy. The other side of that coin, though, is we have to be mindful of super duper cold weather, where areas that are not heated at all could suffer structurally structural damage from cracking as a result of an inadequate supply of heat. And in the summertime, if we are air conditioning these spaces and we don't ventilate them and they become hot boxes, we could create a ripe condition for condensation. Where if we have a temperature inversion, condensation inside could lead to moisture and then mildew. So we have to be mindful of what happens when we turn our heat off.
Sure. But does it necessarily send more heat to, say, the thermostat room? You know, like to wherever your thermostat
well,
is. Does it to that first?
Just
floor?
think about it like a hose. If you plug a hole in a hose, then the current is stronger. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to create a better airflow to the other registers that are not closed.
Very good. Well,
all right.
Appreciate it.
All right, Kev. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
The call. Good question.
Good.
Let's move along to Buffalo and chat with Ed. Good morning, Ed. You're next.
Dominic, let me congratulate you ahead of time on the many years of good service.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Dominic, I'm concerned about, as everybody else is concerned about, the use of clean burning natural gas, and we got an abundant supply of it. But my comment to you is, when you're on a clear blue sky, have you ever noticed aircraft? Some of the aircraft, due to a product of a burning jet fuel, they leave a slight trail,
yeah,
and then it disappears. But other days, on a clear blue sky, certain aircraft emit a vapor trail, and all of a sudden it turns white and gets wider and wider.
Right, I've noticed that,
and that's been going on for a long time. And there's pollutants in that air. And what in the world is in that pollutant? And those trails get wider and wider. And then the other aircraft crisscross that same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world's going on here?
Yeah, I wish I could give you an answer. I don't know if anybody in the aviation industry who's listening who could enlighten us as to whether there's a health implication from any of that.
That would be a beautiful interview to try to find out what's causing. Because to me, that is polluting our environment.
Right, and that's burning fuel, not natural gas. So that's
right.
Airplane fuel.
But I also did,
which is high in octane, from what I understand.
I also did what you encourage other people to do. I left a message, which my senator.
Good.
And my assemblyman.
Good.
And I'm telling you, when you got a furnace, you got a hot water tank, you got a dryer, et cetera, et cetera. The infrastructure is there. Natural gas. Electricity costs twice as much.
Right.
And what I'm telling you, John, like, I wish you could get the assemblyman and the senator on your show.
Well, we have had Pat Galvin on, and we're going to continue to try and get more of them on. Right now, what the state assembly and state senate are dealing with is the barrage of, questions that have come from, you know, their congregations of people, which is good. And I think they're all starting to realize that this has to be tempered down. I'm already starting to see some movement in that direction. For example, when I interviewed the representative from NYSERDA on the show several weeks ago, she was somewhat, I think, clueless about the reality of what implications there were going to be for the average homeowner in the heart of Buffalo's older demographic in terms of size of age of homes. And so those realities of retrofitting an older home are, I think, what they're starting to realize they overshot the mark on. Furthermore, I think as time goes by, as we get closer to these deadlines, they're going to realize, very quickly that the adaptability of the grid is not as sound as they have planned. And the integration of, from fossil fuel to solar and wind is not as easy or as quick as they expected. Yet, on the same token, we just read the article about carbon dioxide being captured. Do you hear about anybody else, exploring alternate technologies in New York City? They're being forced to, which is great. That is the mother of invention, I think, necessity. To Eden we go, and Bill, good morning.
Hey, Dominic, and happy upcoming anniversary.
Thanks, Bill.
You're truly like a man for all seasons here. So you were mentioning last week how the winter that we've had, this hard winter, is changing to spring. And I had a couple of interesting anecdotes that are related regarding fall and summer. And the summer one was that the town here was doing some kind of remediation of the sewer piping.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing, they installed something that through from the surface, it goes through and it coats the pipes. And that kind of preserves them, and it keeps them from having to dig them up to do the maintenance on it.
I see.
But they said, make sure that you stop using your drains and everything, so, and then there might be, a slight odor or something. So I did what they said, and I actually went somewhere, and I came back, and they must have been done. But there was, and it was clean, but there was, water near the top of the toilet after they had finished. But luckily, I, kept the lid down. So just so that if people ever have that happen, they could do that to make sure nothing happens. But I had gone down into the basement, and I thought I noticed, a little bit of a foul smell there.
Mm-hmm.
So I found, when I had done the basement waterproofing, the company, when it was musty, used this product called Odors Away. It's
okay.
A little small thing that looks like the size of an eyedropper.
Mm-hmm.
It has a red tip, so you don't use it as an eyedropper instead. So I put that in, the top surface of a water bottle that you take off and just put it somewhere, and it seemed to take care of it. But then I still noticed it later on. And so I was looking around. I looked under the big pipe, the sewer pipe that goes out to the drain.
Right.
And it turned out, it was funny, there was actually like a wastebasket, and there was a dead mouse in the wastebasket, and that's what was causing it.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes things aren't what they
Yeah, there you go. Good
the
point.
The other story related just within the fall, I had taken out the garbage and went to bring back the cans, and it was late at night. And my screen door doesn't always close that fast. And after I had come back into the house, I never in 30 years had I seen this, but there was this little mouse sitting, looking out at the door. And I'm thinking, great, I don't have any mouse traps. What am I going to do? So this is the ingenuity part of it. I looked on YouTube, and they said, all you have to do is get, a wastebasket, and I have one from the basement, and put, a stick, a piece of wood that leads up to it, and put peanut butter, about an inch or 2 inches down all around the interior of the wastebasket.
Very clever.
So I did that, and my wife was saying, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to find this mouse. But sure enough, in the morning, there it was in the bottom, so I let it out.
Same mouse as the other story?
Well, the first one was dead, so it wouldn't have been that one.
All right, Phil, always a pleasure. It is coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with more of your great questions and my pretty good answers right after the news.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A high wind warning is up for southern Erie and Chautauqua counties. Northern Erie and Niagara counties will be under the warning this evening going through tomorrow morning. Wind advisories up for the rest of the region. The latest at WBEN.com. 24-year-old Daquan Richardson of Cheektowaga pleaded guilty to murder and assault charges in a July 5th, 2021 shooting that killed a 3-year-old boy. Richardson fired numerous shots into a crowd of people who were gathered in the courtyard of the Ferry Grinder Homes housing complex to watch fireworks before driving away from the area. 3 adults were also wounded. Buffalo's Commissioner of Inspection and Permits says she's surprised by a judge's denying an order to vacate Elmwood Heights apartments. A housing court judge refused the order after the city condemned the building last week. In a statement, Kathy Amdor says a team of inspectors had addressed the issues with the building and found extensive code violations. She says her inspectors don't request orders to vacate casually or without extensive deliberation. She says the fire and life safety systems are not in compliance, including sprinkler systems, firearms, and means of egress. Friday marked the 123rd anniversary of the Edward M. Cotter fire boat. Funds are going to the Cotter, says Lori Cabato with the Cotter Conservancy.
The money will be used for the preservation and maintenance of the Edward M. Cotter. We will be addressing some more issues on the hull. We had a grant and we did put the Cotter in dry dock in 2019. We're going to revisit it and do a little bit more in that regard. There's engines, there's plumbing, and there's electrical work and a lot of the other mechanical moving parts of the Cotter, like windows, doors, and things like that that you would think about.
The celebration was marked by a new beer, Cotter Red, served at Gene McCarthy's. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, sometimes the smallest room in your house has a big impact on its value. What room am I talking about? Well, the bathroom, of course. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. Call Twin City at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop in to their show in Willitzer Park and make sure you tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Honey, is our car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
My sister just got an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah, Ox will cover our repair bills if anything happens to our car, new brakes, a transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait a minute, we pay nothing on the repairs? Ox gets it fixed for us? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance? What's the number?
800-264-9314. Ox has a 30-day money-back guarantee and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike other warranty companies. We should call now. 800-264-9314.
The last thing we need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote, 800-264-9314. Ask about senior and military discounts. Ox covers commercial car owners, too. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care, 800-264-9314.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. If you like, kick back and relax in a recliner. Now is the time to kick back, relax, and save when you shop Town & Country Furniture's selection of 2022 model recliner and lift chair inventory. We're making room for 2023 models. Will the floor sample clearance sale that makes buying a new recliner or lift chair for your home more affordable than ever? Stop in and shop our recliners for the ultimate in comfort and savings. But hurry, our 2022 models are going fast. Remember, Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free, and make sure to check out our website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hi, Steve Tasker for Westher Toyota, where it's all about coverage, selection, and making things easier for you. With four Toyota dealerships in the Westher network and two locations right here in Orchard Park and Williamsville, you know we have you covered. North and south, east and west. And if you're looking for a new Toyota, they're in stock now at Westher Toyota, with more arriving all the time. Whether it's a new 2023 Toyota Tacoma, a new 2023 Toyota RAV4, a new 2023 Toyota Camry, or any other new Toyota, four Toyota stores means the biggest selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles in the area by far, including certified pre-owned Toyotas. Just go to Westher.com right now. Shop vehicles from any of our Westher stores, and whether it's a new Toyota or one of the nearly 3,000 used vehicles, choose one and we'll bring it to the Westher Toyota store closest to you. Thinking Toyota? You can't go wrong with Westher Toyota in Orchard Park or Westher Toyota in Williamsville. Check us out today and see why we say it's not just a Toyota, it's a Westher Toyota.
The views expressed in the following commercial message are solely those of the advertiser.
There's no I in team, right? But there is an I in independent. PAs and pharmacists are both valuable members of your coordinated medical team, but they lack the education and training to provide patient care without collaborating with a physician. This month, there are state budget proposals that would enable some PAs to practice independently and big box pharmacy retailers to provide care without input from your trusted physician. Concerned? Then tell the New York State Legislature you want the whole team working for you. The best prescription for good health starts with your physician. Paid for by the Medical Society of the State of New York.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Did you know that Lenco offers delivery? So you can get your whole project delivered for one flat fee. That's right. Reliable and affordable delivery options for all of New York State and all of the United States. Visit their new web location at LencoSupplies.net. That's LencoSupplies.net. And start your order now and be sure to add the promo code HAMMERTIME to receive $10 off your next online order. How do you like that? It pays to listen to HAMMERTIME Radio. Lenco offers deck, garage, and pole barn design services for your upcoming spring projects. Contact their professional experience team for how to get started on your dream design with Lenco Supplies. LencoSupplies.net. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time. Go with the
flow. 1037 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and give us a call right now at 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention. 1-800-616-WBEN outside the 716. And unfortunately, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is not operating today. I'm looking at a pretty landscape, though. So that's something nice to look at. 803-0930. Love to speak with you anyway, so give us a call. Anything that needs my attention as we travel now to Chickawaga and say good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Dominic. I just wanted to mention I'm sitting in the dark. The part of Chickawaga I live in is without power.
Really?
And my neighbors that have... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I live in William Harlem area. My neighbors that have generators, I can hear them running right now. Mm. And I'm glad we're not in the middle of a major snowstorm.
Amen.
Quite
frankly. So how long has it been out?
Probably about 2 hours. I have warm coffee because when power went out, I was able to put my coffee into the thermos.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a radio that takes batteries, so I'm able to listen to you. But as far as being able to charge the phone, or if I had an EV, I couldn't charge it.
Mm-hmm.
And
too bad you don't have a electric source of heat.
Well, I have a gas stove, and that room is warm. But where I'm sitting, it's cold.
Well, just be careful with the gas stove, though, because did you open the oven, or do you have the burners on?
Well, I'm smart enough to open up and crack windows.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not a dummy.
So, any indication as to what the power outage is from? Because we don't have any wind yet. We're supposed to get wind tonight, but all we have is rain right now.
It could be anything from a transformer at the substation to an accident with an electric pole. But the point is, you hit it right on the nail. Earlier, if you sit there and rely on one source, in fact, the power just came on. If you
there
rely
you
on one source, you're really stuck. So
right.
if you buy a home that's completely electric and you have a major storm and if you can't heat your home, what do you do?
Well, interesting interesting observation. If we look back to the blizzard, it's really good testimony of this whole discussion, because the grid failed during a intense winter weather event. The cold and the wind cause the freezing conditions in the transformer stations and made them inoperable. So here we're moving to relying on that as our sole source of energy. How well thought out is that when it failed us?
Let me say this, Dominic. About 14 years ago, they forced mercury into the light bulbs and put them in our homes. I was in a customer's home and bumped into one of those light bulbs, cracked the glass. And when I turned around to see what that smell was, that vapor got into my eyes and I was breathing it in, and I have paid for it ever since.
Oh, my God.
Do I think, my pupils don't dilate.
Oh, my.
Have they? Do they have our best interests at heart? No, I don't think so. You have a very... Have a blessed day, Dominic.
Okay, appreciate that. Sorry to hear about that story. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, yes, we can certainly all get on board with, you know, becoming more green so as to protect our environment, okay? But I don't know how well thought out this has been when we were told not too long ago that natural gas was the new frontier to protect our environment, and that natural gas vehicles were the solution. There are buses on the road today that operate with natural gas. There is a natural gas filling station next door to the Triad Distributing Center on Walden Avenue. Those trucks operate on natural gas. So what happened to that whole line of thinking? I don't know. 803-0930, to the falls we go. And Frank, good morning. You're next.
Yeah, can you speak up a little bit? I'm 82 years old, and I have my ears are plugged up a little bit.
Well, the answer would be to turn the radio up.
I got an appointment with the doctor.
Okay, what can I do for you, Frank?
In any case, I have a problem with my pipes. You know that insurance that you have on your pipes so you don't have a problem in the wintertime?
Okay, yeah.
Well, I didn't have that.
Okay.
And my mine's going to need work down there. So you have any idea of what that's going to cost me? I got the Sunday paper, and I got Roy's ad out of there, and I got what the heck's that other guy's name? Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's basement. But right now I'm not doing anything, and the weather's so crappy
what
over here.
What problem are you having?
It's closed anyway.
Frank, what problem are you having?
Well, the I guess it must have froze down there or something, or you know, the water through the foundation or, what you pay for. What's that insurance you pay for down in the basement?
Well, it's part of your homeowner's insurance.
I don't have homeowner insurance.
You don't?
No. Okay. No, I don't have it.
Well, that's dangerous.
I have a very old house.
Yeah.
My house was built in 1906.
I see. Yeah, I would say get a few estimates. I don't know exactly the problem you're having, but a few estimates, and then you can always call back and we can talk about the merits of what has to be done. If you have frozen water lines, then it's going to be a water line replacement. You may have water then spewing in the basement if you have frozen water lines. So
the first time the water appeared, it stayed for about a week.
Okay.
And now it's all gone, which leads me to believe maybe there was something stuck in a drain, and it just flows slowly.
Mm-hmm.
In 13 years I've been in a house, I never had a problem with that.
So there's two different things here. There's water supply, and then there's the drains. If the water supply was frozen, then you're going to have cracked water lines that have to be replaced. If the drains are encumbered, that means you're going to have slow draining, and you may need work on both. As I say, make sure you get a couple estimates and give us a call back if we can help you sort it out, Frank. And good luck with that. And I appreciate you listening. Next time when you can't hear, just turn the radio up a little bit more. 10:45 is the time. It's time for our next break. Hammer Time Radio comes back with more right after this. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to our phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals. And did you ever move your refrigerator? Well, you should do that routinely. I know it's not a pleasant job, but when you move your refrigerator out to clean underneath it, what do you see? Usually some dust bunnies, right? You might see some some food that got kicked underneath there. It's all disgusting, and it collects in there because that's where the wind blows it. Well, that also happens, folks, in your ductwork. And if you opened up your ductwork, you'd probably see much of the same. Now, it is allergy season, and spring cleaning is around the corner. You ever think about cleaning deep down in your ductwork? Well, you need to do that. We worry about cleaning our windows, cleaning our carpet, things that you can see. But your ductwork, folks, it's unsanitary and unhealthy, and it's part of your house, and it's part of what you breathe. There's one place that you can go to get this done, and that's my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. They'll come over with the patented column duct cleaning system. They'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork with negative pressure. They'll suck it all out, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. And as we head towards the summertime and the higher humidity times of year, don't forget to ask about a high-capacity dehumidifier and a medical-grade air purifier. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, very good description here. So, yeah, what we're dealing with, you know, a lot of people, we're going to go outside more. The temperatures are warming up. We know that it's Western New York, and, you know, everyone has sinus. But it's amazing what a thorough duct cleaning will do. And some people just don't understand that. You know, they said, well, no, my ducts were cleaned or whatever. But if it wasn't by us, then it was only a partial cleaning. And the fact that we do new builds every week because of the amount of construction right. debris that goes in there, you know about that one. Then on top of that, people shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. And those pesky little dead skin cells, as you mentioned, that really are the allergy triggers, and they're not good for asthma, and then there's worse, you know, respiratory stuff. So you get a thorough duct cleaning, as you said, and that will make a huge difference. Now, maybe you don't have duct work, and as you mentioned, the medical-grade air purifiers by Healthway are just amazing because they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. Mm-hmm. What does that really mean? HEPA goes down to 0.3 microns, and the Healthways go down to 0.007 microns. So mm-hmm. it's the real deal as far as purifying the air to a point where it makes a difference in your health.
Well, certainly important. And, of course, with you listening today to Hammer Time Radio, you're going to get a discount that nobody else is going to get. What's it going to be, Peter?
Okay, so let's back up to the duct cleaning. If you call me today, you're going to be able to save anywhere between $100 and $175, depending on the size and age of your home.
Wow.
And number two is on the medical-grade air purifiers, the 500-square-foot unit we can sell for just $429.
Wow.
The Healthway Deluxe, which covers 1,200 square feet that you and Diane have, that is $300 off. And then lastly, the whole house unit, same technology that fits right into your central system, that would be $500 off. And then lastly, we have, as you said, the April Air High Capacity DHU, which starting in with the rainy season here, a little wind, a little rain, and all of a sudden your basement smells again. And that is $250 off.
There you go. Great discounts. And only you are going to get them by calling 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
This is an important message for anyone who's on Medicaid and needs home care. Did you know that a family member, close friend, or even a neighbor can get paid to be your caregiver in the comfort of your own home? That's right. If you're on Medicaid, your child, grandchild, friend, or someone else you know and trust can be paid per hour to be your caregiver through a Medicaid-funded program. Just call 800-713-5921, and Horizon Home Care Services will help you hire the loved one you choose to be your caregiver. Horizon is based right here in upstate New York. As your neighbor, nobody cares
cares more than Horizon about getting your caregiver paid the best rates on time. If you're on Medicaid, this service is absolutely free for you. Just call 800-713-5921 right now. Get the home care you need from a loved one or known friend, and they can get paid to help you at home. Just call 800-713-5921. This service is absolutely free to you, and your relative or friend gets paid to be a caregiver. Just call 800-713-5921. 800-713-5921. 800-713-5921.
It's been a challenging couple of years, but Canada is open for business. No pre-testing, no apps, and no restrictions. Whether it's the quiet comfort of Niagara-on-the-Lake, the bustle of Toronto, or everything in between, discover everything Canada has to offer, including a great exchange rate on the U.S. dollar.
The snow is falling softly, the winter wind is whipping around, but you can be enjoying the warmth of a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas fireplace on this crisp and cool evening. When you think of winter, think of countryside stove and chimney. Forget about those cold trips out to the wood pile. Enjoy all of the comfort and savings with a high efficiency, low operating cost natural gas fireplace. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces and stoves. Stop in and choose from over 80 models of fireplace and fireplace accessories spread out over the area. Area's largest fireplace showroom. This year, enjoy the cold and the comfort, convenience, and warmth of your Countryside Stove high-efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Hello, I'm David Figueroa, co-founder of Melinda's Craft Pepper Sauces. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce. We felt that most hot sauces were just basic, and let's face it, basic is boring. Since introducing Melinda's Original Habanero Pepper Sauce, we've launched 31 more exciting and delicious sauces, like our Ghost Pepper Sauce, our Thai Sweet Chili, and our newest and best-selling Black Truffle Hot Sauce. People ask us, what makes Melinda so good? Well, we think it's our approach to making sauces. We think like chefs do. Instead of just burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients like carrots, onions, garlic, limes, and the finest chili peppers to set your mouth on flavor. They're really fantastic, and once you try one, you'll want to try them all. We'd love for you to try them, and right now, you can get a 10-pack of our best-selling sauces with free shipping at melindas.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melindas.com.
Well, folks, you hear me talk about Gorilla Garage Gear every week here on Hammer Time Radio. Did you know they also do basement floors? That's right. Easy cleanup. It looks great. It can protect your concrete. We'll give you a vapor barrier and a 15-year warranty. Probably, hands down, the best way to finish your basement floor is with Gorilla Garage Gear floor coatings. Why do I say that? Well, because basement floors are not perfectly level, and installing luxury vinyl in a basement floor can be quite challenging because of that. Here is your solution, folks. Gorilla floor coatings for your basement. And right now, we get a $250 discount on a minimum 400 square feet by calling them today at 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the phone.
10:53 is Hammer Time. Still time for you. 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give us a call. I want to preview what's coming up in the weeks ahead. We've got some interesting shows planned. Next week, we'll be spending the hour, our anniversary day, by the way, 34 years on WBN. We'll be spending it with Peter Gordon from Into Our Professionals, and we'll be talking about their services and how important it is to breathe clean indoor air. On the 8th of April, special guest, Dion Williamson. Dion has a company, or is part of a company, that's quite interesting. And it's basically, if I can find the name of it right here, Upward Design for Life is the name of her company. She has a mission to restore hope by transforming empty spaces into homes for people in need. Upward Design for Life. So we're going to learn about that on the 8th of April. And the week following, the 15th, finally able to secure a very, very important guest. And that, of course, is Donna DeCarlis, she is the president of National Fuel. We'll get to the bottom of all of what's going on from National Fuel's perspective on the 15th. On the 22nd, we're going to learn more about geothermal. We need to embrace that idea that that may be our future, and we need to learn more about that as well. So those are the weeks ahead, and we invite you to continue to listen to Hammer Time Radio, and I appreciate for all of you that have been there for the last 34 years. 803-0930, you still have a chance to get on the show as we travel now to Pembroke, and we say good morning to Peter. Peter, you're on WEN.
Hi, Dominic.
Howdy.
I have a country house that I don't use at all in the winter, and I've been heating it by propane heat. And I'm wondering if I'd be better off just to drain all the water out and leave it cold for the winter.
So is this an insulated structure?
Yes.
Okay. And we have, obviously we have water running through the water lines.
Right.
What kind of heating system is it?
Propane. It's,
you said propane hot forced air?
Right.
Okay. So the consequence, we touched on this earlier when someone was talking about dampering down a room.
Right.
Basically, the same idea pertains to shutting down a whole building. You've got to contend with the expansion and contraction and the temperature inversion that could ensue, especially when we have a transition of seasons where it's warmer outside than inside. That's going to cause condensation. You know, you have to be really mindful of that. Now, yes, you can drain the water lines. You can make sure there's no water in the toilets. By the way, I will tell you that there's a consequence to that, too, because toilets that are drained usually have problems with their seals subsequent to that. And there's really no issue with draining the water other than draining the toilet. There's a benefit, but then there's going to be a consequence, and that's going to be the expansion and contraction issues that you're going to have to deal with as a result of it. What's the interior finish of the house?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like, what are the walls finished on the inside?
Drywall.
Yeah. So, big concern I have with that, with the drywall being the interior finish. Not only structurally, because you can actually get enough of a cold condition that could cause cracking, but the big issue would be moisture taking residence in the drywall, possibly leading to mildew, which then you've got another whole set of problems.
Is that a common occurrence?
Well, yeah. If you shut a building down, you're definitely going to have temperature inversion. No question. It's unavoidable.
Okay.
So I would advise against it. I understand what you're up against, running, you know, propane in the times when you're not there. But I would rather have you leave a little heat on, saving you from having to drain the water lines and the toilets, and protect the building from this temperature inversion.
There's a possibility that we could get natural gas. Do you know the cost difference between propane and natural gas to heat a home?
I think it's pretty astronomical. So I would say, other than your initial cost of installing a new furnace, unless the furnace can be retrofitted, it's possible it might be able to be. And who's paying to put the gas line in? Are you, or is National Fuel going to do that?
National Fuel is going to do it.
Yeah. So you may have very little cost if the furnace is retrofittable to natural gas.
I'm just talking about
operational costs are going to be far less, yes.
Natural gas.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you say half or a third or what?
I'm not exactly sure, but I would say it's going to be cheaper, and I would do it before you don't have the chance to do it.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Peter, good luck with that.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I really often on the air it has come up, should I turn a building off if I'm going to Florida or an extended trip? Generally, my advice is no. It doesn't make sense from the consequences that could be created from that. By the way, before the show ends, I want to point out we've got some high winds coming, so be mindful of that. Make sure you get your eyes on your shingles after the windstorm, and check for branches that are close to the house that may be in need of trimming. Also, drainage. And this is a good time of year when we are very wet to get our eyes on where our low spots are and consider retrofitting that drainage in the spring when we were able to get out there and do that with drain tile. Your downspouts as well should be piped well away from your house so that we're dissuading water collection from around the perimeter and also minimizing water infiltration into the basement. And hopefully this windstorm will be nothing of major consequence. Jerry, good to see you again after 4 weeks away. Have a great week, everybody. Our anniversary show is next Saturday. And in the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.